Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
It is time for your Monday Drive at 5. 22nd day of April. Earth Day, as we take a drive together. After an arduous journey through the Pennsylvania courts, some residents of Wilkinsburg and elected officials are celebrating a Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling that effectively ended the annexation process, said Wilkinsburg Borough Council Vice President Renee Haynes Johnson. This worthwhile journey was an impassioned battle to maintain Wilkinsburg independence, end quote. Ms. Haynes Johnson was joined by other borough council members, along with some Pittsburgh and Wilkinsburg residents outside the borough building. In early 2022, you may remember, Wilkinsburg Community Development Corporation began a process to make Wilkinsburg a part of the city of Pittsburgh based on a 1903 state law. The law would have allowed Wilkinsburg residents to vote on the annexation, but not Pittsburgh residents. Pittsburgh City Council voted down the annexation 7-2, although most of the members said they would like to further explore the possibility. Well, the WCDC attempted again in the fall of 22 to restart the process, but a group of Wilkinsburg residents sued to stop the annexation. The attorney by the name of Cliff Levine, who represents the WCDC, argued that a 1903 law was still valid because it repealed sections were not released according to proper procedure. Common Pleas judge ruled the 1903 law had been repealed in the 1960s, a ruling upheld last July by the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court. Well, they appealed to the state Supreme Court last August, and last week the Superior Court denied the appeal. The final nail in the coffin of annexation has been placed, says Ms. Haynes Johnson. New legislation passed unanimously by Pittsburgh City Council against a backdrop of growing concern over the city's finances will grant the Comptroller's Office a broader scope of surveillance over city budget projection process. The vote, which came during the Tuesday meeting at Council, will require the Comptroller to certify city revenue and expenditure projections for 5 years. Currently, city code only requires certification for the upcoming fiscal year. Following Council's approval, a section of law will be amended, moving the goalposts to the city's top fiscal watchdog uses to certify budget figures, puts pressure on the Comptroller to make sure they are comfortable with it, says Peter McDevitt, the council's budget director, during a discussion last Tuesday. A Bloomfield bar has been ordered to close by the Allegheny County Health Department after refusing an inspection last week. The Cricket Lounge, a strip club on Morwood Avenue, did not allow health department inspectors into the facility. According to the inspection report, the establishment cannot reopen until an inspection has been completed. Allegheny County Health Department had no further comment. Cricket Lounge representatives not available for comment. 4 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Pittsburgh region And the office market in particular is starting to show perhaps some signs of life. In the first quarter office report, the Jones Lang LaSalle real estate firm said there's a 30% increase in pre-leasing activity that says it's enough for them to be cautiously optimistic about better times ahead. The jump from last year's third quarter was a result from 30,000 square feet going up in the FNB Financial Center at the site of the old Civic Arena and 19,000 square feet lease signed at the Diamond Ridge development in Moon. The term pre-leasing refers to leases that are signed for space that is not yet occupied or hasn't been completely built out. And the reaction to that, according to JLL, is that both buildings, which will be completed this year, likely will continue to attract attention given the desire by tenants to relocate to newer office buildings that have upgraded amenities. Alcohol, yes, it's legal, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. And while the opioid crisis gets a spotlight when it comes to news, alcohol still kills more in Pennsylvania than drug overdoses, according to not only national but local estimates. This new study comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, showing the deaths from alcohol use have been on the rise, further highlighting the public health challenge posed by drinking. We lose far too many people from alcohol every year and every day, says Marissa Esther, who is an epidemiologist at the CDC. In fact, she said the study shows there were about 488 deaths per day from alcohol. Problems on the Yale campus today resulting in the arrest of 47 students being issued summonses. Why? Well, police officers arresting protesters who had set up an encampment on the Yale campus in support of the Palestinian cause. It is a growing number of American universities that have seen demonstrations like the one at Yale surrounding the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Protesters on their third night of camping out in an effort to urge Yale to divest from military weapons manufacturers, according to the Yale Daily News. Officers gathered at the protest in a plaza starting around 7 o'clock this morning. They were seen approaching the encampment and flipping up the entrances to the tents, according to the school paper. Officers then issued a warning for students and journalists to leave or they would be arrested. Minutes later, the school paper wrote on X that police started arresting people. The lieutenant with the Yale Police Department, Roosevelt Martinez, tells the paper that students involved in the protest were arrested for trespassing. The Supreme Court is going to decide if the Biden administration can regulate ghost guns. The Supreme Court said that it will consider whether or not the Biden administration can lawfully regulate these guns that are made from kits available online that people can assemble at home. The justices took up the Biden administration appeal in defense of regulations that a lower court invalidated. The provision is in question as to whether or not it's currently in effect while litigation continues. In August of last year, the Supreme Court allowed the regulation to be enforced by a 5-4 vote, with the Chief Justice John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett joining three liberal justices on the majority. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives issued the regulations in 2022 to tackle what it claims to be an abrupt increase in the availability of ghost guns. The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea defended the Pacific Island nation after President Joe Biden appeared to imply that his uncle's body was eaten by cannibals there during World War II, urging the United States to clean up the remnants of conflict in the region. President Biden's remarks, quotes, may have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such, end quote, says James Merape, the statement that was released from the prime minister of Papua New Guinea. Speaking at an event in Pennsylvania last week, Biden said that his uncle, an Army Air Corps aviator, Ambrose Finnegan, had been shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea, he said. U.S. military records about Finnegan's death make no mention of the aircraft being downed or of cannibalism, saying the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean off the north coast of New Guinea for unknown reasons, and that the three men killed in the crash were never found. And the Supreme Court is challenging a crackdown on homelessness in Oregon. The conservative Supreme Court justices appeared skeptical about a challenge to the constitutionality of municipal ordinances that punish homeless people for camping on public property when they have nowhere else to go. The court, which has a 6-3 conservative majority, is reviewing an appeals court ruling that said several ordinances enacted by the small city of Grants Pass, Oregon, are prohibited under the Constitution's Eighth Amendment, which bars cruel and unusual punishment. The ordinances bar sleeping and camping on publicly owned property, including sidewalks, streets, bridges, and city parks. Punishment, which is a key to the case, can include fines of up to several $100s and exclusion orders barring people from that public property. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. It's 16 past on the 22nd of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.